听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000, book 4.
Unit 9, Managing Personal Development. Part 1, Warming Up. A. You're going to hear a report about the
mud, like you did when you were a child. Also,You can talk with the other potters. Talk about your creations, or just talk about the weather. When you see the clay turning and forming in your hands, you will feel calm and forget the troubles you had that day.
2. Listen to the second part of the report. Put the pottery making steps in the right order.
We discovered that the procedure to make pottery is not simply playing with mud. There are many things to do, like...
And as a lack of options. Numerous studies have shown that people who have choices are more highly motivated to work harder and even overcome daunting difficulties and pain. Burn victims in hospitals who are allowed to participate in their own care, such as by dressing their wounds,require less pain medication than those who are rendered helpless by having everything done for them. People want to help themselves. They become empowered in direct relation to the choices and options they perceive to be available. The second thing that a child needs is to feel significant in the life of at least one other person. Being ignored is devastating, one of the cruelest punishments possible. It leaves the child angry, depressed,and frustrated. When people react negatively to the child, that arouses negative behavior. When the parent respects the child's efforts to express herself, encourages her explorations, applauds her small victories from the first tentative baby steps on, the child thrives. Third, a child needs to feel accepted because of his or her individuality.Each child deserves to be acknowledged and cherished for the qualities that make her unique, which can be hard to remember in a society that tends to encourage tolerance rather than welcome differences. Ideally, we should embrace others, and especially children, because of, rather than in spite of, their differences.
2. Listen again. Take notes for each of the things described. The comments in brackets are meant to help you. B.Listen to three different suggestions for each of the problems in the chart. Write down the suggestions in note form, and then check the one that you think is the best.
1. How to overcome shyness.
Well, I think if you're really shy, it might be a good idea to see a therapist or someone like that. You know, to get some professional help. You can't always change by yourself.
Or how about getting one of those self-help books from the library? I'm sure there are books around with lots of good suggestions that you can try.
I think the best thing is to join a club and do activities where you have to meet and talk to different people. Like, if you join a theater group and work on putting on a play, you'll probably be able to overcome your shyness.
2. How to stop biting your fingernails.
I think biting your fingernails is just a sign of nervousness. So the first thing to do is to find out what's making you nervous. Once you've identified that problem and then solved it, the nail biting will disappear.
My sister used to bite her nails all the time, so she started wearing bright red nail polish. She bought the really expensive kind, so she felt that she had made an investment in quitting her bad habit. I think the polish made her think about what she was doing, too. Anyway, after a few months, it worked, and she has really nice nails now. I guess if you're a guy, it's a little more difficult, though.
Maybe you can find something else to do when you're stressed out, like tapping your fingers or counting to 100.You have to try to transfer your habit into a different activity, one that doesn't cause such a problem.
3. How to get in shape for summer.
Getting in shape for summer can be easy. Just take a fairly fast walk for at least an hour a day. You'll be surprised at how much fat you can burn off just by walking every day.
I recommend getting a personal trainer at a gym. It's expensive, but a personal trainer can help you focus on what you really need to do and show you the best kinds of exercises to do to tighten up your tummy or whatever it is you want to tighten up.
I think the best way to get in shape is by riding a bicycle to work or school. and on the weekends, go out for longer rides. It sounds easy, but actually a good long bike ride can be even better for you than a workout at the gym.
C. Read the following difficult sentences and listen.
Use this chessboard strategy to create yourself a personal career path that matches exactly with your plans and dreams, with your values, and with your life's passions.
Botanically, the tomato is a fruit. Do you expect to find tomatoes in a fruit salad? Most probably not, but the ubiquitous tomato will appear in every vegetable salad.
At this point, the clients begin speaking to each other. But they do this by participating in activities that are designed to help them better understand each other.
Part 2.
Lateral or vertical? A. 1. You are going to hear a report about some old and new career attitudes. Listen carefully. Below is a list of phrases that contain the word career. Try to locate them while listening. Lifetime loyalty. Your parents knew all about it. Back then, the career deal was, you devoted your working life to one employer. You started at the bottom of the career ladder and worked your way up in a straight line slowly. You reached the top and you retired. End of story. It sounds simple. Things were simple back then. Employers offered you a career structure, and they virtually guaranteed you a job for life. They called it cradle-to-grave employment. Then came the boom years of the 80s. Personal life was put on hold while company life took over. People worked longer hours at their workplace, and their jobs became more stressful. But it was all in a good cause, right? Money? Promotion up the career ladder? That's what most people thought. For many people, however, things went wrong. Instead of promotion came redundancy. Those still with a job found that the stressful working environment left them feeling anxious about their career ladder. It also left them without time for a private life. Many people felt drained of creative energy and dissatisfied with their lives. It was time for a change. Things are indeed changing, especially for young people just beginning their career. The new buzzword in the career counseling business is career lattice. Instead of a career ladder, think of it as a career chessboard.
New career planning is like playing chess. To move forward in chess, you sometimes have to move sideways or even move back. The same could be now true of your career. You need to take a wider view of your career path. Examine your overall career strategy. Be a career chess player. You're not happy in your job? You can't see a career future? Or do you feel anxious about your company's ability to provide you with opportunities you need? If so, try to think laterally. The solution to your worries could be to step sideways into a related job in another industry, or even move a step back to a lower position in a totally different area of work. Once there, you can begin to move forward again. Use this chessboard strategy to create yourself a personal career path that matches exactly with your plans and dreams, with your values, and with your life's passions. It's called self-management. The word speaks for itself. You become your own manager. You manage yourself. You manage your career as you would manage a business. Think of yourself as a business asset. How do you make the most of your assets? Your skills, imagination, creative talents, knowledge? The best career advice anyone can give you is to look for moral and emotional rewards as well as the usual financial rewards from your career. Make yourself into an interesting and creative person who is more than just their bank balance.
2. Listen to the report again and take notes for the different attitudes. B. 1. Listen to a riddle and guess.
25 years ago, and obviously the equipment has changed quite a lot in the in the time since, and it's become a lot safer. The scenery is absolutely superb, and the air is wonderful, and the speed and the exhilaration, and you sleep well after it. And it's, for me, it's just the best sport.
3. I think there's something rather special about it as a hobby or a sport, because with most hobbies you just rely on yourself and maybe some equipment. But here you're depending on an animal, and quite a powerful animal.
Write down the 5 major contrasts between vertical and lateral thinking. VT equals vertical thinking. LT equals lateral thinking.
Since most of us have been trained to think vertically and believe this way of thinking to be the only effective form, it is my initial task to address the contrasts between vertical and lateral thinking. First, vertical thinking selects what appears to be the best way of looking at a problem. Lateral thinking creates many alternative approaches. There is an old riddle which could illustrate these different approaches to problem solving. When you've heard it, try to find a solution. A man worked in a tall office building. Each morning he got into the lift on the ground floor, pressed the lift button to the 11th floor, got out of the lift, and walked up to the 16th floor. At night he would get into the lift on the 16th floor and get out on the ground floor. What was the reason for this?
Surface. As people did 2,000 years ago. And it has been complicated. Boats have become more complicated. Navigation equipment has become electronic and complicated. But these are luxuries. The essential skills are exactly the same as they were 2,000 years ago. And I think that's the fun.
2. Listen again. Write down some of the clues that helped you to decide the answers. C. Read the following difficult sentences and listen.
I think the
discovery of penicillin and its life-saving developments were the result of lateral thinking. Another difference is that vertical thinking implies that each problem-solving step must be correct before the next can be approached. Think back to the way you learned mathematics. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. Were you asked to show the process even when the result was correct? Indeed, mathematics could not function without this discipline. Lateral thinking differs in that it is possible to generate a range of hypothetical solutions without providing steps of the process. There are many different ways of reaching the same destination. However, we must now conclude with further aspects of lateral and vertical thinking. Let me pose a question. Is the tomato a fruit or a vegetable? In vertical thinking, we use fixed categories, whereas in lateral thinking, labels may change according to our experience and point of view. Botanically, the tomato is a fruit. Do you expect to find tomatoes in a fruit salad? Most probably not. But the ubiquitous tomato will appear in every vegetable salad. Vertical thinking is to examine the obvious approach and exclude what seems to be irrelevant. Vertical thinking, by its nature, is in search of one final answer. Lateral thinkers are aware that there may be no answer at all. Finally, and you must be wondering whether you will be able to think tomorrow, the differences are fundamental, and the thought processes are distinct. But never forget that neither process can be discarded. Both are useful. Both are necessary. They are complementary.
Part 3.
Mediation skills. You are going to hear a lecture on mediation skills. In the lecture, several steps for resolving conflicts are discussed. First, write down the three steps people can use for resolving conflicts. Then, take more notes.
Today we are going to discuss the steps involved in mediation counseling. The skills that make up mediation counseling will be useful to you in a variety of situations. For instance, helping a couple that is having problems in their relationship, or parents who are having trouble with a teenager. Through mediation counseling, people can learn to take a series of steps that will lead them to identify problems and create solutions. Step 1. Setting up a positive environment. In step 1, the mediator wants to set up an environment that will help the clients to speak frankly about what has upset them, without attacking the other person. This is first done by clearly stating specific rules about how the clients will be allowed to behave during mediation sessions. For example, clients must treat each other with respect. They may not shout at the other person or interrupt them when they are speaking. After the rules have been established, each client will take a turn speaking directly to the mediator. They will state their point of view concerning the problem. If they are having difficulty, the mediator will facilitate the process by asking questions like, "What's been going on between the two of you?" Or, "How has this problem affected you?" Another thing the mediator will do is to rephrase statements that sound very aggressive and accusatory. For example, if Robert is mad at Vicky, he might say something like this, "The problem is Vicky's always late. She has no respect for my time. She always keeps me waiting." To avoid having Vicky get angry when she hears this, the mediator would rephrase it, focusing on the real issue instead of on how bad Vicky is. The mediator might say something like this, "So you feel really frustrated and impatient when you arrive promptly and then have to wait a long time for the other person." When both clients have finished sharing their side of the story with the mediator will list and clarify the problems. In the case of Robert and Vicky, the mediator could say, "There seems to be a problem finding a way to organize time that is comfortable for both of you." Step 2. Identifying the bottom line. In step 2, the mediator helps the clients to identify the bottom line. This is done by breaking their conflict down into specific issues, which are emotional and
in a new season of service all across our nation.
4. To work in partnership with.
And it's only one of the many things the national government is doing to work in partnership with citizens, businesses, and civic groups.
5. To look beyond differences.
There are people from all walks of life look beyond their differences and came together around the common goal of serving our country.
6. To be tuned into.
And no one, she says, is more tuned into the latest technology than young.
We might be late for something. Hopefully this will help Robert and Vicky be more sympathetic with one another. Step 3. Brainstorm. Now it's time to talk about solutions. In step 3, the mediator encourages the clients to share every possible solution to their problem, no matter how ridiculous or extreme. The clients must accept all the solutions either one of them suggests. They may not criticize each other during this step in the process. As they are making suggestions, the mediator writes down all their different ideas. When everyone has run out of suggestions, they look at their list. They try to identify which solution is best, which one is most reasonable or practical, which ones are unworkable, etc., etc. They prioritize the solutions and discuss which ones would work for them, which ones they would be willing to try. Using the solutions they have chosen, the clients, with the help of the mediator, write down some very specific steps they would take to solve their problem.
Thank you. Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. To credit with.
Thousands of members credit GA with saving them from their addiction and helping them to build new lives free from the gambling sickness.
2. To hold accountable for.
That's something you can hold me accountable for.
3. To arm with, to clean up.
Because of this, what we need to do is arm parents with the tools they need to educate their children and keep them safe and make sure that law enforcement does what they can to clean up the criminal activities online.
4. To get on board.
We get all of the internet service providers and all of the internet industry on board.
5. To step forward and donate.
Shuler is the first known person to step forward and donate part of his liver to a stranger.
6. To make a significant dent in.
If more widely used, doctors say it's an option that can make a significant dent in the organ shortage.
7. To be one's only real hope to.
A vaccine is our only real hope to avert disaster unparalleled in medical history.
8. A clear majority of.
Still, a clear majority of parents wanted to see more sex education in schools, not less.
9. To mask.
Professor Stephen Rose from Britain's Open University is worried that advances in biochemistry are being used to mask what children really need, more discipline or more care.
10. To be so wedded to.
And Professor Rose is afraid that Western culture is now so wedded to pharmaceutical answers, patients and parents are unwilling to accept that drugs are not the answer to everything.
11. To that effect.
Anyway, I shouted at the two lads to stop, but they just said, push off, or words to that effect.
12. To serve one's sentence.
One got 2 years in prison and the other got 15 months, but they only served part of their sentences.
13. To work one's way up in a straight line.
You started at the bottom of the career ladder and worked your way up in a straight line slowly.
14. To put on hold.
Personal life was put on hold while company life took over.
15. To leave somebody without time for.
Those still with a job found that the stressful working environment left them feeling anxious about their career ladder. It also left them without time for a private life.
16. To make the most of. Think of yourself as a business asset. How do you make the most of your assets? Your skills, imagination, creative talents, knowledge? 17. To generate a range of solutions.
Lateral thinking differs in that it is possible to generate a range of hypothetical solutions without providing steps of the process.
18. To be mad at. To be mad about.
If Robert is mad at Vicky, he might say something like this. The problem is Vicky's always late. She has no respect for my time. People might say they are mad about a specific behavior, but what they are really mad about is how it makes them feel.
19. To identify the bottom line. To break conflict down into.
In step 2, the mediator helps the clients to identify the bottom line. This is done by breaking their conflict down into specific issues, which are emotional and behavioral.